بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد reading from the kitab Hayat al-Muslimin of Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayh and the object of this kitab was Hazrat once Allah Ta'ala inspired him at the time of Fajr he was very parishan and worried about the condition of the ummah that is happening so Allah Ta'ala inspired him with these 25 arwah 25 chapters if the ummah will follow these things inshallah they will come out of the problems the difficulties etc which we are going through The first one was Iman, we must be fit particular with our Iman. Second one was Ilm, we must get the knowledge of Deen, and we must impart the knowledge of Deen. Then Hazrat mentioned here in between, the revolution of the Ummah. We are all saying, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi cried, my Ummah. But unfortunately, we have gone very, very far away, and we have to make a revolution in the Ummah by bringing the Amal of Deen back to our lives. Last time we spoke about Aqaid, the changes which have come in our Aqaid, people are changing the meanings of Deen, etc., completely wrong. Regarding Ibadat, people regard it as part of Deen, but unfortunately many people do not practice upon it and they fulfill their desires, they stay away from Salat, fasting, etc. Then Hazrat says the third, other three aspects of Deen are Mu'amalat, Mu'ashirat and Akhlaq. It has suffered very, very greatly compared to the first two branches. These three departments are regarded as worldly affairs and a person follows his opinion and fancy with it. He doesn't worry about following the Sharia. Many, many customs, habits, having no affinity and sanction in the Sharia, now constitute the way of life of the Ummah. This has been indeed a dramatic change in the Ummah, a drastic change in the Ummah. In the first two departments of Deen, namely Aqaid and Ibadat, the main paths were not removed from the Deen, nor were other beliefs and devotional acts of worship introduced in opposition to those of the Sharia. In other words, insofar as belief and practice are concerned, no Muslim considers any act or practice which may have been innovated to be superior to Salat, Sawm, etc. The changes in these two departments are because of baseless interpretation, ta'wil al-batil, neglect, omission, and sometimes adding practices to ibadat, which is called bidat. But the changes in the latter three departments are so great that these three branches, mu'amalat, mu'ashirat, and akhlaq, have actually been detached and expelled from the deen. After this removal, new rules and norms of conduct have been adopted, completely against the Shariat. To aggravate this issue, the newly adopted un-Islamic culture has been assigned superiority over the original culture of Islam. Thus the change brought in the latter three departments of the deen are far greater and more drastic than the revolution which the first two departments in the deen have suffered. Hazrat says that the external manifestations of the changes in the latter three departments are very abundant and conspicuous. Aqaid, although compulsory, are not externally outward shown. A person cannot see Aqaid. The change, therefore, in beliefs is less discernible. People can't see it. The occurrence of Diyanat, Salat, Sawm, etc. is in specific times. Hence, the change in this department too is less in abundance and is not very conspicuous, very open. But the last three departments of the deen, Mu'amalat, Mu'ashirat and Akhlaq, are applicable at all times and in abundance, since they govern every part of man's life and movement. Therefore the change which these three departments underwent is abundant and very open. Indeed a great revolution of detriment of harm has overtaken the latter three avenues of the deen. Due to the abundance of this change, an observer will at all times witness the transition, the great change in the members of the Ummah. The observer, when witnessing this profound change constantly in a member of the Ummah, who stands up to the slogan of Ana min Ummati Muhammadin, I am from the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will be shocked. He will be struck with surprise and wonder. He will ask, on what does the claimant base his slogan? In which respect and in what does he agree with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Or what does he stake his claim? O Muslims, you are being warned of your condition of degradation. You have to be alert. You must awaken from your slumber. If even now you fail to wake up, then may Allah help. If you have realized your fallen state, your fall from the pedestal of glory, then you have not realized that its reformation and its restoration to its former lofty state are incumbent upon you. If it is incumbent, in other words, if indeed you acknowledge that its fardh is compulsory upon me, what are you waiting for? When will you commence with your spiritual reformation, which will bring about your restoration to your proper pedestal of glory? Are you waiting some obstacle some disease, some death, or some new wahi and revelation. For definitely there is no hope of any new wahi coming. The Quran thereafter asks, then which revelation after the Quran will they believe? Obstacles and diseases which will render you helpless are not impossible. But death is a certainty. If you are then awaiting the certainty of mort, what do you think then you will achieve? O Muslims, regarding this very revolution which the Ummah has undergone and is still undergoing in this change, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam predicted, mankind is like 100 camels, among which you cannot find even one mount that is one worthy of riding. I mean, there will be very, very few true ummatis of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah knows best, and He is the one to grant tawfiq.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa, wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ تأذن ربكم لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم ولئن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من لم يشكر الناس لم يشكر الله أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. One very very great ibadat is shukr, and one of the most easiest ibadat is shukr, and one of the most logical, if a person just thinks a little bit, it's just compulsory he has to make shukr. So shukr is such an easy thing, and Allah Ta'ala has made shukr, there is no time fixed for it. For Isha, we have to wait till Isha time. Sometimes a person might feel very sleepy, or he's traveling, and now his Isha, where he's going to make it, it's not yet Isha time, and he wants to make his Isha. But for shukr, there's no time, any time. No ghusl necessary for shukr. No wudu necessary. We don't have to come to the masjid to make shukr. Anywhere, everywhere. And in fact, anywhere and everywhere we should be making shukr. If we just think a little bit, we have no choice but to make shukr. For example, a person gets up from his bed in the morning after having a full night's sleep. And when he can get up, he managed to sit in his bed. He managed to put his legs down, stand up. How lot of shukr is required? Otherwise, how many people, when they went to bed, they were perfect. And in the morning, one person, a professional person, in the morning, his mind was completely, he forgot everything, who he is, where he is, who, what must he knew nothing whatsoever. So how lot of shukr is farad upon us. Allah also wants us to make shukr, and every banda should take it that shukr is farad on me. And continuously we should make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. One beautiful dua in the hadith part that we can read at various, especially when we get up in the morning. Allahumma bihamdikan saraft wa bidhambi ataraft. Oh Allah, I can, Allahumma bihamdikan saraft. My moving around, my doing is I praise you. Wa bidhambi ataraft. And I accept that I'm the biggest sinner. In spite of that, in spite of all our sin, Allah's favors are innumerable upon us. And then when a person thinks of this, and he just automatically it comes to him, walakal utba, ya walakal utba hatta tarza. Oh Allah, I will plead with you until you become happy with me. I'm so sinful, and your favors are just pouring down upon me. And at this time, year at which we are in now, world is crying, world is worried, what is happening? But really, there are so many things that we have to make shukr for. The sun rose this morning. Inshallah, it will rise tomorrow morning from the east. How lot shukr, but Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي أَقَالَنَا يَوْمَنَا هَذَا وَلَمْ يُخْلِقْنَا بِذُنُوبِنَا. How much of wrong we did. Yet Allah Ta'ala, He gave us one more day. He did not destroy us on account of all the wrong that we have been doing. What will be that day when the sun will rise from the west? Eh? Now the sun is rising from the east. We're just taking it for granted. The morning comes, if we look out of the window, we step out of the house, Fajr time, everything is normal. No doors are broken. No gates are broken. There wasn't a flood. There wasn't a fire. How much of shukr we have to make. We went to toilet. We managed to turn the handle. How many people can't turn the handle, can't go to the toilet? They have to do the toilet in the bed. We managed to walk. All our joints were in order. How much of shukr? Once one family member was in hospital, went and visited him. Just as I entered the ward, his young son, grown up, married person, came running towards me and he said, "Maulana, today daddy, for the first time, ate with his own hands." What a great thing. And we all ate, that Allah gave us food. And that food also from where and where, in spite of all the whatever is now locked down and everything. But we are still eating. We are eating rice from where, we are eating flour from where, we are eating fruits from where, all. And then we are eating it with our own hands. And what a big ni'mat we don't, a whole lot of shukr. So Allah's ni'mats are, even in these times, Allah's ni'mats are untold. This glass, this is a clay glass, we can't see inside, but a glass that you can see inside, if it's half full, and we ask somebody, what do you see? One person who is negative, he'll say it's half empty. A positive person will say it's half full. So we have to be positive. Don't look at the negative things. One buzurg showed a sheet, a shawl, say about 1 square meter to a person with 1 square centimeter of a black spot on it. I asked him, what do you see? He said, I see a black spot. He said, the whole 1 square meter of whiteness you couldn't see. Your eyes only fell on the black spot. So at these times, Allah's ni'mat are so many. Why must we only focus on that one? The story of Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam is famous, that the king or the very wealthy person of the time should favor him with so much of favors. And whenever anything came to eat, etc., he would first give it to. He had great respect and honor for Luqman alayhi salam. He wasn't a Nabi, but with such rank that it comes on our tongues alayhi salam. So anyway, one day he gave him a melon, he cut and he presented it. He ate it also without even any change on his face. And with that same relish as the years and years of that ni'mat he was eating, with the same relish. Then afterwards for barakat, that king, the wealthy person, took that and he ate. He couldn't even put it to his mouth. It was so bitter, the taste was so, he couldn't explain it. He said, how did you eat it? He said, from the hands that my whole life I got so many ni'mat. And now one time if I get something which is, how can I be so ungrateful? And then I just reject it or I frown upon it. And that is unfortunately our whole life. Allah has been giving us so many ni'mat. We have been moving around freely. We never made shukr for that. We were going to the masjids freely. How many of us made shukr? Allah, you gave us masjid, your house, which is Baytullah. We call it Baytullah, the house of Allah. And we had the opportunity of going to Baytullah. There is no greater place to go to than the house of Allah. And Allah Ta'ala made it that the Muazzin calls us for coming to Baytullah. And no charge, free. And whoever comes, if a person even build a masjid with his own money, with his own hands, he also hasn't got the right to the place which is the best, the imam or the person right behind him. Whoever will come first, it can be the poorest person. If he comes first, it is his right. He will sit there. You can't do reservation in the first of year. In the churches, you pay up money, and for the first rows, you have to pay more. Yeah, nothing like that. Whoever comes, and nobody can reserve his place here. And there are even more detailed masalas. If we are not in the masjid, we can't just ask somebody to put a hanky for us or something and block our place for us. Who comes first? So Allah gave us this masajid. Allah Ta'ala gave us so many other ni'mats of His. We can't imagine the ni'mats of Allah. And Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If all of you ta'uddu, plural, all of you together from Adam alayhi salam till Qiyamah's day, all the great, great ulama, all the great, great people with ma'rifat, people with knowledge of science, technology, whatever, all together, you try and count one ni'mat of Allah, Allah says you won't be able to do it. And one is not counted. One is one. If there are 5, 10, 3, 8, 15, 20 things, you have to count them. But one you don't. But in that one ni'mat are so innumerable ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala in that one ni'mat. For example, water. We drink water. And this water is one ni'mat. But in it, how do we know today we say H2O. But there is much more than hydrogen and oxygen in water. We get hard water, we get soft water. With the water, there is too much potassium in it, put too much this in it. How many chemicals there are in water? Who made all that? And then for this water, for us, just on broadly, not on the finer things, this water we drink in a glass. It came in a tap. Where was the tap made? Behind the tap are all the pipes. Who made those pipes? For the plumber to lead those one small leak somewhere. And there is a problem also. Or your pipes get old, rusted. Now the rust is coming. Who made all this year that pure water comes to us? The water comes from a reservoir. Then the reservoir, the building of the reservoir. How many, what and what went in there? The water that came in the reservoir from a river, from a spring, from a fountain, wherever, all that. But in one ni'mat, we can't count the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah give us tawfiq that at these times also to make shukr. The ni'mats that we have now also, Allah says clearly, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ. If you will make shukr, and shukr, as explained, was so easy. No wuzu is required. We don't have to face qibla. No time is fixed with it. Nothing. If you just make shukr, then Allah Ta'ala with great stress, la azidannakum, lam ta'kid, nun saqila ta'kid, kalamullah, Allah's kalam in the Quran, the greatest kitab. What doubt can there be? Allah give us tawfiq of making shukr. And if we think today, how much of us really made shukr? Allah Ta'ala, we have almost probably had our supper. And Allah loves that banda, that on every luqma, or every now and then, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. Alhamdulillah. But how many of us really read that? If we really think, the dua after eating, Alhamdulillah illadhi at'amana, the famous dua, there are so many duas. But this dua, how many of us made? Did we make that shukr? And then if we think a little, our wives or our mothers prepared the food. Did we ever forget this one meal, ever tell her, Jazakallah? I come home, meals are always ready. Maybe sometime a little delay, or but normally the meals are ready. And Allah reward our wives. They know if my husband likes his tea from the start, the tea will be there. My husband likes the tea when he's finished with his meal, then the tea will be there. This he likes like this. This he likes like that. He likes crispy rotis. He likes the hot rotis. For breakfast, he wants the crispy roti. Whatever our tastes are. But did we ever tell them shukr? And think, one day the salt was too much. Or the masala, she made it too strong or something. And then how don't we become angry on those things? Food got a little bit burnt, for example. How angry don't we come? So how lot of shukr? Shukr is a very, very great ibadat. And in these present conditions also, shukr is a very, very great ibadat. Of all Allah's ni'mats, one problem, we admit there is a problem. But all the ni'mats, if we make shukr, Allah promises, I will give you more. And shukr is a means by which we can remove the problem. When we make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, a father bought for his son everything for each day. But he couldn't get a pair of shoes. And the son, if one attitude is, He now is frowning, complaining, crying, my shoes you didn't buy for me. One is he makes shukar, you bought my topi, you bought my kurta, you bought this, you bought that, everything new you bought for me. Then the father will also feel, let me go to my friend and ask him to go and open his shop now at night also. And I must get that shoe for him. And so the more we will make shukr to Allah, Allah will give us more. And the problem we got, one method of removing a problem is to make shukr on the ni'mat Allah has given us. When we make shukr on that, then this problem we got, Allah will remove that problem also. So shukr is a very, very great ibadat. And shukr for so many things, innumerable things. If we just have to think in our own body, for eyes, how much shukr do we make? That Allah gave us eyes, we can see. Allah, ears we got. Our nose, we can smell. We can breathe. Our lungs, our heart, kidneys, and millions of things in our body what we don't know. And even what doctors don't know till today, they're discovering all the time new things. All this year, Allah has given us, how much shukr mustn't we make to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So shukr is a great, great ibadat. Allah give us tawfiq to make shukr. And then shukr on adverse conditions also. Even on that we should make shukr. It comes in the hadith sharif, Allah ta'ala takes away a child of a person. The malaika came, malakul maut, he took the child away. Allah asked the malaika, you took my banda's child? Yes, we took it. You took a piece of his heart away? He loved the child so much, you took that piece of his heart? Yes. What did my banda say? He made hamd, he praised you. He read, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allah orders the malaika, build baytul hamd for him in Jannat. That in that difficulty also, he praised me. So that attitude Allah brings within us. That every condition is from Allah, and fa'alul hakim la yakhlu'u anil hikmah. Allah's every action is filled with hikmat. So there is only goodness that we accept it. For a mother, tells our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi, gives this example. She has made kawabs, delicious kawabs. But the one child had a running stomach. So the kawabs, all the other children are eating. This child also wants to eat. Mother is not giving it kawab because he's got a running stomach. It's not right for him now. She says, don't worry. You just make sabr. Stay away. When you get better, I will make more tastier kawabs for you. So when Allah brings some condition, Allah Ta'ala is not our enemy. Allah Ta'ala, and this is also Allah's fadl and karam. When we do so much wrong, He gives us adna azab, little bit, a taste of it, so that we make tawbah, so that we go back to Him, we return to Him, we beg of Him, and we go back again. This is also Allah, a ni'mat in disguise it is. That it looks like an azab, but it is a ni'mat which Allah has disguised in this difficult form. And so in these conditions also, Allah Ta'ala takes away the eyes of a person. A person makes sabr. And then what reward Allah Ta'ala gives that person? Anything which is dear to us, everyone who likes to be locked down, Allah Ta'ala, He brought this conditions here on us. If we even in this, and Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala system is such, if and Allah make us amongst those bandas of His, that the worst condition can be there, they turn it into the best. We are unfortunately general. We have the best of everything. We make the worst out of it. But there are those bandas that they are in the most difficult conditions and in hard conditions, but they turn it into the best. So this also condition, there is so much we could do now. How many of us may be having qaza-i umri? We can make all our qaza namazes. How many of us, many other things, our tilawat was not regular. We can make that now. We can make even more tilawat. How many of us, perhaps, hardly we were making zikr. Now is an opportunity we can make zikr also. And this condition which has come, from whichever source, outwardly, actually, whatever it has come, we can turn it also in favor of us, the Muslims. And what is happening and what we are hearing, people are finding fault with Islam. People are finding fault with Muslims, this group of Muslims, that group of Muslims. This very same thing. We don't know what is Allah's plan. Allah can change all this. The Tatars invaded Baghdad. They were the invaders. Allah made the invaders, they invaded. They were invaded by Islam. Islam overtook them. Allah gave them the tawfiq of Islam. And it's not far-fetched. Allah's system, only Allah knows. Already, for example, they are saying don't shake hands. So, shaking hands, look at it in one positive way also. In almost all the workplaces, there are males and females. Now, males mustn't shake hands with females. Females mustn't shake hands with males. So, Allah stopped that also now. Hey, though, between males and males, females. But now, Allah stopped that also. Now, social distancing. 1 meter away. So, from the at workplaces, wherever, where still the people have to go and they are still mixing. So, but keep your distance of 1 meter now. Now, don't come near one another also. So, the males stay away from the females. It's not even far-fetched. Like somebody has said very beautifully, that the white man of yesterday laughed at the Muslims or Muslims of yesterday, that we have reached the moon already. And you people are still worried about istinja, how to wash your private parts. You are in this rudiments, these very basic, elementary things. You people, today he's coming begging, teaching us, please teach me how to make istinja. So, today, and everything else, our wudu, if we do it properly, they will come and one beg us to learn how to make wudu. All the things, the gurgling and the cleaning of the throat, which is one of the first symptoms of this disease, of this virus, etc. All that we have been taught in detail, so much so of khilal, of the fingers also, khilal of the toes also we have been taught. What a perfect and complete. Even in the times of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, the non-Muslims should jeer and mock at the Muslims that what kind of a Nabi is this? He even teaches you how to make istinja. But today we can see, the world can see what the value of istinja is, how important it is. So this may be a time when they will not only come and learn from us istinja, but they will come and learn from us sujood also, qiyam also. They will learn tawheed also from us. And a few reports there are already that these people are seeing that what a deen and perfect deen Islam is. So Allah Ta'ala has given us, so in this, even in this environment, we make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Allah will say in this difficult condition, and Allah Ta'ala himself is shakiran alima. Who shukr must Allah Ta'ala make? But Allah teaches us that Allah gave us everything. We have to do everything for Allah Ta'ala. We just do and everything we spoil. We mess up everything. Our namaz we read Isha now. What kind of a namaz we read? Allah gave us the opportunity to read a perfect namaz. And we spoil the namaz. That's why at the end, at least Allah also, what perfect deen. Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. That, oh Allah, I made a great guna. I made namaz. Which big guna? I spoiled the namaz. I didn't do the namaz as it was supposed to be. So we are all those spoilers. But Allah Ta'ala, even that namaz, Allah Ta'ala accepts also. And Allah Ta'ala, Allah makes shukr. That Allah rewards us for that namaz also. So, na'mal qadirin, the greatest of appreciators is Allah Ta'ala. Small, small things Allah Ta'ala appreciates also. So, Allah Ta'ala is most loving, most kind. And Allah give us this tawfiq of making shukr. And making dua to Allah that He makes us of His, of those bandas of His who make shukr to Him. And consciously, for every step really we take, we have to make shukr. Every ruku, or even if we just bend down to pick something up and we got up again straight, how much shukr is required for that? We relieve ourselves in the toilet, how much shukr is required for that? Ask a person who had a prostrate problem. A whole night, perhaps, if, many times the prostrate problem starts at night. And then you go to toilet, nothing. And the demand is so great that I have to go to toilet now. Others, I'm going to mess my trouser. You rush there, but nothing. You come back again, hardly 2-3 minutes, and you're rushing back again. It changes your mental condition. You become completely disorientated in that condition also. And where people, they can't get medical help whole night. The whole night they had to go through that. And yeah, we go to toilet, and Allah made the urine just flow out. What a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Very great ni'mat. Oh, our stool just came out, and we had a good workout. When we come out, it should just be automatic. Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي أَذْهَبَ عَنِّي الْأَذَى وَعَافَانِي. What a great dua. Allah give us that reality. We eat. Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي أَطْعَمَنِي هَذَا الطَّعَامِ وَرَزَقَنِيهِ مِنْ غَيْرِ حَوْلٍ مِنِّي وَلَا قُوَّةٍ. And Allahu Akbar. That was just logical we had to do. Allah reward our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Over and over he taught us these du'as. Now when we read that, it was had to be necessary. We should never have, our mind shouldn't go. All the du'as of rozmarra, morning to evening du'as. Our mind shouldn't have got, when we get up, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana. Wa ilayhin nushur. Again we are reminded that one day you're going to sleep forever. And Allah Ta'ala, MashaAllah, Maulana Yusuf Tutla, and many, how many bandas, Allah be kind to us, give us also good mort, made wudu, made namaz, and one report that in namaz he passed away. Oh, what a mort, how many people. So, wa ilayhin nushur, one day we all have to return to Allah. May Allah make it also with afiyat and with salamati, iman and Islam, and in the full pleasure of Allah. So anyway, almost every step we take, we are praising Allah Ta'ala. But we don't read the du'as. In fact, it is said that when Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali had passed away, there was of course a very, very huge crowd. And his janazah because everyone wanted to also be part of holding the janazah, carrying the janazah. So it was jostling, it was going this way, that way, it wasn't going straight. There was delays in its moving. So one great Allah wala, a great buzurg, Allah gave him kashf. And he said that, tell the people to take Maulana's janazah quickly. Because Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is waiting for Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali. And he said, the work of Tabligh, we all know, Allahu Akbar. He didn't say because of that, because Maulana used to read the morning, evening du'as. He was very particular of reading his morning, evening du'as. And all this du'as, it takes us into Darja-e-Ihsan. All the time you are in with Allah. You are thinking of Allah. You are thanking Allah Ta'ala. So even in these times, Allah make it that we make shukr to Allah for all His ni'mat that He has given us. Don't forget. And that shukr will remove this problem also. And then on this problem also, Allah can change the problem and make it a great ni'mat for us. And make it a means for Islam to flourish in the world also. It's nothing difficult for Allah Ta'ala. We have our right attitude with Allah. We do everything right, and Allah changed the condition. So, and on this also, Allahu Akbar, all the plagues, etc., they are a ni'mat for a mu'min. He dies in it, he gets the darja of shahadat. And there are those also that even if he didn't get, but he stayed in that condition with the Muslims and everything, and he didn't die, he didn't get the disease also, he also gets darja of shahadat. How great and kind is not Allah? While for the non-believers, for those people who take it as an azab, then it's an azab for them. But for those that we are happy, Ya Allah, you decreed this for us, you meant this for us, and we are your slaves, we accept it. Like a person, sometimes when walk in the classroom, one student, the ustad send him outside. Now if he is happy, in fact there was one student who was very, very angry with the ustad, and he spoke to him a little bit, he understood, he went and asked for maaf, and he became the favorite of the ustad. What was a punishment became the means of his becoming the favorite of the ustad. So what these things are, these halat which come, Allah give us the right attitude, and that we, it is from Allah, nobody can deny that. As mu'mineen, muslimin, we understand. Now to accept it, Allah take us to that level also. And the more happily we accept it, that Ya Allah, it's from you, I don't know, you know. You know how you kept us. You know why you have sent it. I know it's from you. And I'm happy with what you have sent. But I'm weak. I beg of you. We are those. And we have been taught to ask afiyat all the time. Whereas in the ummah, there were those people. The sahaba, true sahaba, on the night of when the battle, the next day battle is going to take place. And they make an agreement with them. I will make dua and you say ameen. You make dua and I will say ameen. One of them says that tomorrow my ears must be cut, my eyes must be gouged out, my nose must be cut, and I appear like this in front of Allah. Allah asks me, why all this? For my sake? Yes, for your sake. Yeah. But we are far, far from that. But we ask afiyat, we have been taught to ask afiyat also. But Allah Ta'ala make it that these halat ayah, that we don't become agitated, we don't become paranoid, we don't become vexed about it. It's here, Allah, you send it, I accept it, and if we can, it's shukr also. But with my shukr, I beg of you for afiyat also, that you grant me full afiyat. I'm very weak also, and in that Allah sees my banda, that He is happy with every decree of mine. And every work of Allah is only with wisdom, is only with the full knowledge, where we can all our brains together can be nothing compared to where Allah, what knowledge. Allah is فوق كل ذي علم عليم. Allah's knowledge is above everything. Allah's wisdom, again, is above everything. We can never reach it. Our work is to submit. Allah, give us all tawfiq. And to say it, today to say it also is hard. Today people don't want to say these words also. And we are saying only from material point of view. All the material. And unfortunately we are using our deen also to prove the material viewpoint. And the viewpoint of a medical science and that, we are using our deen to prove that point also. So at this time even to say, to listen and to accept it is also a big thing. And the actual thing is when it comes in our hearts. And we are all muhtaj. And we speak so that it comes into us. We are all very far from it. From this reality, we are very far. In the lives of Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, in his old age, he lost his eyesight. And people said, take ilaj, go and have it treated. He says, I'm happy, Allah has, what I didn't want to see, Allah made it, now I don't see all those things. All the wrong things, whatever. Now a person is, so where are we, that our eyes, Allah keep our eyes salamat, and we can see always, but they made shukr. Hazrat Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Ali, at one time he suffered from piles, and piles are also very painful. Allah save us all from all bimaris. And so Shah Ata'ullah Bukhari Rahmatullah Ali was in Hazrat's khidmat. He said, Hazrat, you are the amanat of the ummah. Take treatment for this. He says, Allah send this gift for me. How can I return this gift? Allah send it to me. And he accepted it and he went through. And many, many such incidents. But these are those people. But anyway, just to give us an idea that we don't complain. And we don't be negative. And that what conditions Allah send, what good conditions, we make shukr. And these adverse conditions, also we accept them to the best of our ability. If we can make shukr also, by Allah, it is a very, very great thing. And what a person will get, this is also just like many a person, he outwardly sees his du'as are not accepted in this dunya. But when he sees the rewards on the day of Qiyamah, he will wish that none of my du'as should have been accepted in dunya, what I'm getting here. So for these little difficulties and that also, yeah, what we are, when we'll see the reward there, we'll wish we had more difficulty also. And it comes also that people, when they see what the rewards of those people who went through the difficulties and hardships in the path of Allah, what rewards Allah is giving, they would wish that they would be, that they had been skinned alive in this world. That they, what the reward. But we are very, very weak. We ask for afiat all the time. But what has come? Let us try our best. Shukr is a great, great ibadat. Allah enhances us when we make shukr. And let us not fall back and short fall in making shukr. Shukr we have to make. مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. The person who doesn't make shukr to mankind, that person won't be able to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. So shukr to mankind also. And we ask ourselves, like very few people perhaps would have gone to their parents and made shukr. Even when we reach حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَ أَرْبَعِينَ السَّنَةِ, when we reach the age of 40 also, now at least we should have become mentally really matured, and we went up to our parents and we say that when we now had children, and we know what we went through with our children, when a mother knows what she went through at childbirth, labor pains, all that, and before that what her whole biological system changed again, after she had the child again what she went through. My mother also went through the same. Did we go and make shukr to her? How much she tolerated us. Our children, what problems they gave, how naughty they are, whatever. But we were also the same. Perhaps we were worse. Did we go and make shukr? How many of us really make shukr to our asatiza also, that who taught us, and they taught us kalamullah, they taught us so many things. Do we really make shukr reasonably even? For our satiza, etc. For everyone else, whoever does a favor, our wives, when we want to go in bath, for example, the clothes are there, towel is there, nice, clean, scented towel, she puts everything. Did we ever say Jazakallah? Food is ready, she looks after our children, but fault finding is very much in us. Continuously we'll find fault. But to make shukr of everyone, and nas, it's my jinns. And yeah, it's not mu'mineen that you make shukr. Not. People's favors, all the world's people's favors are upon us. That we make, at least if we make dua for their hidayat. Today, technology and that has made so many things easy for us. One person in Saudi said that he makes dua for the person who invented the aircon. That there, with the heat there, how lot of comfort they find. Though, of course, there are so many side effects of it, etc. But that we make dua for all these people. They are keeping this lights burning. They are working so much. They are giving us our tar roads. They are giving us our cars. We can at least make dua for them. We can't go and make the effort of hidayat on them, but the dua of hidayat we can make. So we can at least make shukr to them in that way, that we try and pay them back for our everything. We go and relieve ourselves in the toilet, and after that all the mess is gone. The toilet is again, we flushed it, it's clean again. We sprayed again, and it seems like there wasn't any dirt there in the toilet. All that, and all this, mostly it is the non-believers who are working in this line, and they are doing it for us. At least we can make dua of hidayat for them. So Allah give us tawfiq. Shukr is a very great ibadat in all its forms. Allah Ta'ala make us minash shakirin. Allah loves those people who make shukr. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Oh Allah, we are most thankful to you for all your favors, oh Allah. You created us from non-existence, oh Allah. You made us human beings. You gave us the salamity of our bodies, oh Allah. You gave us our brains which are in order, our eyes that are functioning, our tongue and our hearts, our legs and our hands. What ni'mets of yours, O Allah. You send Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam to us. You send the crown and the king of all the Anbiya, Hadrat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what beautiful teachings Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam gave us. You send all the Sahaba, the Tabi'een, tabi tabi'in, and all the great, great, great ulama, and what great sacrifices they have made to bring this deen to us. Oh Allah, your favors are innumerable, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you said if we try and count one favor of yours, we cannot, but your favors are so many, and each favor entails again so many favors in them. Oh Allah, make us from the shakirin, oh Allah. Oh Allah, make us from the qanitin, oh Allah. Make us from those who are humble in front of you, oh Allah. Make us of those who are thankful to you, oh Allah. In all conditions, all the good conditions that you have sent, let us be thankful, oh Allah. And when you test us and you send little difficult conditions, oh Allah, let us also understand it is from you. And oh Allah, bring us to that level that we can be thankful. Or at least grant us sabr, O Allah. O Allah, grant us sabr on that, O Allah. And bring us to the level that we can make shukr to you. And make every condition outwardly that may be bad, make it good for us. Turn it into good for us, for our dunya also, our akhirat also. O Allah, remove all these difficulties from us. And you have taught us one of the great means of removing these difficulties is by making shukr, that you will give us more of your ni'mat, O Allah. Grant us afiyat and salamati, O Allah. Afwa and afiyah and salamati in all our matters. Be pleased with us. Make us of your, make us of those servants of yours, O Allah, who are obedient to you. O Allah, bless us with your love. Bless us with your ma'rifat, O Allah. Bless us with your closeness, your rida, and your qurb, O Allah. O Allah, in these times, let us come more closer to you, O Allah. Save us and save the whole ummah from going more away from you, O Allah. Let us not waste our time, O Allah. Let us make our time valuable, O Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'ul alim. وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.